This is the story of the one. As a custodial supervisor at a high school, he knows that during cold and flu season, germs spread fast. It's why he partners with Grainger to stay fully stocked on the products and supplies he needs, from tissues to disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Also that he can help students, staff, and teachers stay healthy and focused. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5 and SportsMap 94.1. Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to the show. We appreciate you being a part of The Usual Suspects, SportsMap 94.1, ESPN 97.5. As we have been previewing and promoting, we were lucky enough once before to get Allison Craig on the show. She is a practicing lawyer in Canada that was able to give us great insight when the Astros first made the trade for Roberto Osuna. And now, if you want to follow her, by the way, at Law and Chocolate, interesting, on Twitter. But it shows basically two things that obviously are prioritized for her. But she's going to join us right now to break down the decision today. If you missed it, the initial charges thrown out, a peace bond agreement was put in place, basically like probation for Osuna. And without further ado, Allison, appreciate you joining us. And maybe just right from the get-go, just break down kind of what the decision was today and what it means.
Hey, gentlemen. All right. So it was not a decision by the court. It was a decision by the Crown Attorney, the prosecutor, that they did not have any prospect of conviction. So if they were to go ahead with the trial, they were not going to win. They couldn't prove anything against Roberto Osuna. So in light of that, they withdrew the charges against him, and he agreed to enter into a peace bond for a period of a year with certain conditions that he promises to keep.
Okay. With that being said, Allison, one of the things that was mentioned by his attorney was they do not accept any liability. Your take on that? And a question that we had here, can he now go back and have a case against Major League Baseball for the fact that he had to give up 75 games in salary and all that salary for assumed guilt or for whatever the reason why Major League Baseball made the decision they made?
That's an interesting, the second part of the question, that's interesting because I don't know what Major League Baseball made their decision based on. But my concern with the rush to judgment against Osuna has always been that he didn't accept the 75, or he didn't accept the findings that resulted in the 75-game suspension. He didn't contest the suspension, and those are two very different things. So my concern has always been that the advice he was given by his criminal lawyer was, look, it's not in your best interests at the moment, given your criminal charges, to talk to baseball, so you just have to let them do their thing and make their decisions and not contest it if you want to get back to playing this year. And so I don't know what baseball made their finding on, but it was likely a very one-sided version of events. And that's always been my concern with the rush to judgment that people made. So I don't know. I mean, I don't practice civil law. I don't know what his remedy against baseball, if anything, would be. But it's always been my concern, at least the perception, that because he didn't contest the suspension, he agreed with having done something wrong. Because that's just not the case. And with respect to the peace bond, what it means is he is not accepting any responsibility for any of the allegations that were laid against him. He's not agreeing that any of it is correct. And it doesn't go any farther than that.
Are you there?
Did we lose her?
I am here. Sorry,
Cut
out?
Yeah, you cut out for a second there.
Okay, sorry about that. So by entering into the peace bond, I'm driving in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, you sound like a really good driver. Like, you use your turn signal. Good for you. We don't do that down here in Houston. We don't believe in turn signals. So good for you.
Well, actually, I have a bit of a heavy foot, so I thought it was probably best to pull off and not get pulled over in the middle of the interview.
We appreciate that.
Oh, that would make for great radio. Yeah. Please get pulled over. A lawyer on radio getting pulled over is amazing radio. So, no, just kidding. Go ahead. Yeah. Sorry.
Anyway, so he's not admitted any liability. He's not agreed that anything alleged against him is indeed what happened. He's just promised to abide by a couple of conditions for the next year.
So now the I guess part of my question is, what does the peace bond mean? Is he allowed to, because when we talked to you last time, you said things, we talked about the fact that he wasn't allowed to drink, but that was, you speculated that usually when you see that it's because there might have been alcohol involved, I think you had mm-hmm. told us. Does this mean he can't celebrate right. if they win? Is he not allowed to be around alcohol? What happens? Can he be, you know, tried in a civil case now from her, maybe suing him for monetary damage like they do down here in the U.S.?
He certainly could be. My impression is, at least from what they said about her interest in all of this, that's not going to happen. My understanding from what was said in court today was that she didn't want to participate in the prosecution and she wants to continue a healthy cohabiting or co-parenting relationship with him. So I'd be surprised if she pursued any kind of civil action against him. I don't know what all of the conditions are. The only one that I was made aware of his peace bond today was that he continue whatever counseling he's taking. So I don't know if there's a no alcohol condition, but I suspect, I mean, I don't know this, perhaps I shouldn't speculate, but the counseling may well be to do with alcohol.
So the co-parenting thing is interesting too, because of the fact that whether they're still together or not, part of the speculation in the peace bond is that for as long as that bond is in place for a year or whatever it is, he cannot be around her. So that was interesting to me in terms of if they are going to try co-parenting, that's going to be pretty hard or at least it's going to be difficult if that is indeed the case.
There's usually, when they put that kind of condition in, there's usually exceptions. So it will often say something to the effect of no contact or communication with Mrs. X except with her written revocable consent. That's usually built into that. So if she were to decide she wants to have communication or contact with him, she is allowed to authorize that. I suspect that's part of what was on his.
Okay, and another question, simply because of the fact that last time you were on, we covered the fact that unlike in the United States, evidence doesn't have to be made in the court of public opinion. You may never get, although there have been rumors of a video like Ray Rice or pictures
right.
or things like that. Is this saying that those things will never surface? Is there saying that they don't exist? Because there's a lot of speculation, obviously, on social media and otherwise, that there were video and pictures.
That's an interesting question. If it does exist, you'll never see it unless there's a leak, which is unusual. But what they said today was there's no reasonable prospect of conviction because the complainant does not want to come back from Mexico to testify. If there was a video, they would not need the complainant to come back and testify. So that suggests to me there is no video, because even if the complainant didn't want to come here from Mexico for a trial, all the Crown would need to do is play the video, and that would be sufficient evidence. So that certainly suggests to me there is no video.
Interesting stuff. Well, now that we got all that out of the way, Allison, how are you guys liking Ken Giles?
He's actually been very good.
Well, you can have him.
We don't win a lot of baseball games in these parts, so he hasn't had that many opportunities. But he's been very good from what we've seen, and getting better, it seems, each outing.
Are you a football fan at all? Do you watch American football, NFL?
I follow it. I don't watch it closely.
Well, if you watched it last night, Ryan Fitzpatrick was the darling of the NFL and then fell apart. That's probably what Ken Giles will be for you guys, just so you know. At some point, there's a reason why the Astros got rid of him. You have to think that, right?
Well, absolutely. But the hope up here is he's decent for a month or two, then we flip him for something great next year, and Bob's your uncle.
There you go.
He's got a great left hook on himself. Hopefully you guys get to see that. And if you really do enjoy him, if you just want to give us Yuli Gurriel's brother for the start of next season, we'll call it even, and it'll be fine.
Absolutely not.
Okay. Allison, drive carefully. We certainly appreciate it. Always great stuff from you. If you want to follow her, at Law and Chocolate on Twitter. But a great friend of the show and a much appreciated Allison Craig.
My pleasure, guys. See you later.
There you go. And she's also a big sports fan, Blue Jays fan, too. So that helps a lot that she's able to break all that. Good stuff right there.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.